It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin, filling in for Paul Guggenheimer. School's primary focus on students is to help them learn everything from the sciences to social studies, from math to the arts, to prepare them for the workplace and life after school, and rightfully so. As part of WESA's Life of Learning initiative, today we're going to examine how much attention is, should be, paid to helping students learn what it takes to have a healthy life. According to research conducted by the Allegheny County Health Department, 30% of the county's school-aged children are obese or overweight. What impact does that have on them now and, unless changed, on their health and even productivity as adults? Dr. Karen Hacker is the director of the Allegheny County Health Department. Dr. Hacker, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
I believe one of the first issues that you addressed when you arrived in Pittsburgh to your new post was obesity in general and childhood obesity in particular. With all the other concerns as a health director, why is childhood obesity important to you?
Well, our country, as you probably know, is suffering from an obesity epidemic. And obesity is linked to a whole variety of challenging outcomes, from diabetes to cardiovascular risk to joint problems. One of the staff members, I hope she doesn't mind me saying, in my own office recently was told by her physician that if she didn't lose weight, she was going to probably have to be on oxygen, and lost 25 pounds and is off oxygen. So the connection between obesity and a whole variety of health conditions is absolutely clear. And if we don't do things early, it's very challenging to do this later in life.
Now, you announced Live Well Allegheny in January. What are the goals of this initiative? Then we'll take that and how it applies to working with the schools, in the schools, et cetera.
So Live Well Allegheny is really an overarching approach to trying to get all of us to think about how we live our lives and how we improve our health and well-being. And I think we purposely wanted it to be broad, so that it could encompass a number of behaviors as opposed to only thinking about physical activity and nutrition and obesity prevention. We really wanted, I think, to begin to set examples, to get the message out, and to see this as a campaign that can be collaborative in nature with all of the other stakeholders who are out there who are doing wonderful things, but to really say to everyone in our county, this is something that's important to us. And I say us because Mr. Rich Fitzgerald is very involved in this, and this is something that he's taken on as well. And I think that's the direction we want to go. We see this as a long-term initiatives, not something that we're going to solve overnight. And it's really a way of seeing how we all live our lives here in Allegheny County.
How do you make it more than an awareness campaign, that there are very specific steps and goals and accomplishments?
So I think it depends on what someone's trying to do in terms of changing their behavior, right? So there are some folks who may be exercising but may not be going to get their well visit, for example, and get their various preventive measures that they can get. Others may be interested in increasing their physical activity. Others may be interested in losing weight. So everybody may be setting their own goals. And we really do want to leave room for everyone to do what they want to do. I think my idea more than anything, and I think others would agree, is this concept of collective action, which is we all are rowing in the same direction, right? The chances of change are better. If you think about some of the communities where they've had the most luck, they're creating those types of environments all around people. So they have walkable streets, walkable parks, they have low-calorie options in the restaurants, they have other people creating community activities for folks to engage in. So we make it as easy as possible for people to make decisions that are going to be improving their own wellness.
At the news conference where you announced Live Well Allegheny, you talked about partnering with community groups. How will you collaborate with schools, with school districts?
So, you know, I've just gotten to Pittsburgh a little over about 6 months ago, and I've just met some of the folks in the schools. I've actually had an opportunity to speak to some of the superintendents. And I think the first step is I've got to get to know them and understand what they are able to do, given what you said in your opening remarks, which is that the purpose of schools is to educate the students. How do we weave in some of these potential ideas in such a way that schools can become part of Live Well? I know many schools are already starting to think about their nutritional status, what they're serving in their school lunch program. There's been a lot of activity in terms of getting rid of sugar-sweetened beverages in the vending machines or at, you know, I know the bake sales are hard. That's a hard one. And I know we had problems in that with Massachusetts as well. But I think those are some of the things that schools can get involved in. And then some of the evidence right now is showing that if we could just increase exercise by 10 to 15 minutes four times a day, that we would actually have a pretty big impact. As we've moved into standardized testing, some of the things that haven't gotten as much attention are physical activity. So how do we think about unique strategies to engage young people in those kinds of activities without taking them away from what they need to be doing in school?
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin. Our guest is Dr. Karen Hacker. She's the director of the Allegheny County Health Department. Dr. Hacker, there are interventions. There are programs in place. Why aren't they working?
Well, this is not a simple thing. It took us a long time to get here. It'll take us a long time to really drive things in the other direction. And as you begin to look at other countries that are now having some of the same problems we're having, as they become economically better off and fast food makes an entrance, they start to look different. And they are also struggling with some of these same issues. I literally was just reviewing a paper from China where they were doing some of these very same kinds of interventions to begin to make a difference, and found excellent evidence that by doing these kinds of activities, which include everything from improving the playgrounds to improving the way teachers teach physical education to improving the way parents shop and what they feed their children, that all of those pieces are necessary and that they actually do make a difference.
Is it as simple as sort of a two-pronged approach, food choices and physical activity?
Well, I think it's an easy way to frame it. Some folks would argue that it's more about what goes in your mouth than it's how much exercise you do. I think for a lot of us, you know that you can improve. Exercise is wonderful, and it has a lot of excellent outcomes, but it doesn't always make you lose weight unless you also limit what goes into your mouth. Mm-hmm. The choices we make on that realm are challenging. There's lots of wonderful things to choose from, and we have huge portion sizes in this country, in Pittsburgh in particular. You know, you go out, you want your money's worth, and you want to get that kind of thing. But those choices, we as human beings seem to just be able to expand our stomachs to meet those kinds of options. And we just keep moving up. And then the more time we spend in front of a TV, in front of a computer, less time we have going outdoors.
Some children, they obviously live in communities where there aren't the best food options, the healthiest foods, even they could be considered food deserts. And so how do you deal with that? Even if schools are changing, evolving, improving their food options in their cafeterias, how do you deal with that then?
One of the things is there's pretty good evidence to say that having a family meal and sitting down to that meal is actually a protective mechanism. And I know with everybody working hard and being out of the house that that kind of thing doesn't happen. And so what happens is, regardless of what you have in your refrigerator, think about what happens when you're really hungry and you come home. What do you go for first? We tend to go for high carbohydrate, high sugar kinds of things, right? Whereas if you sit down and even on a low budget, you can create a healthy meal. It's very, very possible, right? You can get a vegetable, you can get a protein, and you can get some kind of a starch to go with it. I think sitting down and taking that time actually does make a difference as well. Now, that said, I think as we look at these concepts of food deserts and how hard it is to be able to get access to good fruits and vegetables, that is something that all communities really need to be thoughtful about. It's going to be very fascinating because you probably know there's a new supermarket that opened up in the Hill District, and there's actually some research going on to see what happens when you make that kind of a change. So I'm looking forward to hearing the results of that.
The partner with the food choices, the recreational activity, the physical activity, it can also be limited in certain neighborhoods due to busy streets, maybe even dangerous streets, a lack of public parks. So what's the advice? What's the message you're trying to get to, especially parents for their kids and to kids in general about getting that physical activity? And say, well, I have nowhere to do it.
Right. Well, I think, first of all, the last thing we want to do is make physical activity really challenging to get. We've got to figure out other strategies, whether that's doing jumping jacks in your living room or whether that's literally walking around the block. We do have some amazing parks in Allegheny County, and I've only been to a few, but they're large, they're easily accessible, and they offer wonderful options for walking. The other thing is take the stairs. It's a very simple thing to do. Most buildings have stairs, and we get in the elevator for one floor.
Realizing you've only been in the Pittsburgh area for about 6 months, will you work directly, or your department work directly, with school nutritionists, food service employees in advising or just sort of checking out what they're doing?
You know, I think We would love to work collaboratively with the schools. And in fact, I've begun to reach out to them and sort of see where they're at. And I would love to hear what their ideas are for improving the situation as well. There are some policies that are now known to really make a difference. But always my first option is to let's work together and see what we can do in collaboration.
As I mentioned at the beginning of our talk about the role of schools and their primary focus, but if we're asking them to emphasize to the kids healthy food choices and whatever the appropriate approach is in phys ed class, are we asking too much of our schools, though?
I think that ultimately, if a child is healthy, they're going to learn better. And so it's very difficult to completely separate these things from each other. At the same time, I think the challenges that our schools are up against, we can't ignore those things. And they're not going to take time away from trying to educate the kids to do these other kinds of things. How do we help and facilitate those kinds of things within the schools? Do we do things before school? What can we offer after school? What can we offer during a school day that may help settle kids? Exercise actually does help settle kids. And so are there ways that we could potentially offer this in a way that doesn't disrupt the school day but gives kids more opportunities?
I believe when you announced Live Well Allegheny, you mentioned that the department's research found that 62% of adults are obese or overweight in Allegheny County. Usually, I think it's fair to say that children learn from their parents. But if the programs, the initiatives in the schools and how you collaborate with different school districts, are you maybe hoping that the kids will take this home and the adults will actually learn from the kids?
Well, you know, we've seen some of that with tobacco, right? We've seen that when the kids learned about tobacco and the hazards of tobacco, they often went home and hid the cigarettes from their parents. It's a family involvement, and I would hope that they would do it together. One of the things I've seen to be successful is when a parent and a child decide that they're going to take this on together, and they either participate in some kind of a program or they do walking together, or they do some kind of other physical activity together. I think that sets a great example, and it's good for both.
Earlier you mentioned this is not a short-term project. This is a long-term initiative. So what about measurables, goals regarding childhood obesity? When do you hope to have some results? How will you be able to tell?
Well, in our county, our school districts do weigh and measure children. And we also do self-assessment of adults, and we're working more closely with our delivery systems and our insurers to get information from them as well. The good news is that things seem to be pretty flat right now, so it doesn't look like things are going up, at least not on the child side.
Not sure about the adult, either.
But they're not going down. So honestly, we know we've been successful when these things start going down. How long will that take? I can hazard a guess. The last community I worked in, it was a 10-year process. But they started on the when things were going up, and then they flattened, and then things started going down. I've also got to believe that there's a lot of energy in the Allegheny County area. There are people interested in biking and trails. We've got this fabulous system of trails. We've got folks all over the community thinking about how to get outdoors, how to control all these activities. And we've got people who are thinking about healthy foods. And I think all of those combined, if we really think about where we're putting those energies and spread them out, I'm optimistic.
Dr. Hacker, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Karen Hacker, Allegheny County Health Department Director, has launched Live Well Allegheny, a key part of which is reducing the obesity rate among school-aged children through learning about the importance of food choices and physical activity. Coming up on Essential Pittsburgh, the changing nature of phys ed, where the emphasis is on lifelong fitness.
Well, the big change really has been from a traditional team sport-based curriculum into now a lot of schools are transitioning into lifetime activities and fitness, things students can do throughout their lives.
I'm Kevin Gavin, and this is Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.